see each of you this morning, if you take your Bible and turn with me to the Gospel of Luke in the fourth chapter, I want to read with you from the Gospel of Luke chapter 4. Begin reading with you, if you will, in verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, It has been said, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. If you take your Bible in the book of Luke and the fourth chapter, I want to read with you one statement, and I want it to be the thought for our study this morning. In the Gospel of Luke and the fourth chapter, look at the statement at the latter part of verse 5 when it says, In a moment of time. I've often wondered, have you ever stopped to think, what can happen in a moment of time? And on this occasion, there was a lot riding on this particular moment of time. At this time, the Son of the Living God is being put to the test. At this moment of time, Jesus was being tempted to violate the will of God. And at this moment, the devil had showed him all the kingdoms of the world and told him, You don't have to go to the cross to be a king. These are mine, and I have the authority to give them whoever I want to. And I will give you all these kingdoms if you will but bow and worship me. And take note, he showed it to him in a moment of time. I want us to stop and think about the importance of one moment of time, make some application, and the lesson's yours. I first want us to stop and think about things that can be lost in a moment of time. If you take your Bible for just a moment, go back to the Old Testament, to the book of Genesis and the 25th chapter. And when you come to the book of Genesis, you'll find where there was a man identified as Esau. And when you look at that man, you'll find that he was the brother of Jacob. And you'll remember that Jacob came to Esau and he wanted his birthright. Jacob decided that he would tempt Esau. Esau came in from hunting and was very hungry. And there is Jacob. And Esau says, Give me some of the stew that you've made. And you'll remember that Jacob said, I'll sell it to you. I'll give you the stew if you give me your birthright. And in that moment of time, Esau was willing to sell something that was precious. He was willing to sell something that was valuable. And in that moment of time, that man made a great decision. And yet it was a terrible decision. He sold his birthright for just a mess of stew. In the Hebrew letter and the 12th chapter, you remember that the Hebrew writer says in verse 16, he said, Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. Have you ever thought that in a moment of time, that man made a decision, that man did something that was contrary to what God would have him to do, and it had consequences? In a moment of time, you can make a mistake or do something, and it have eternal consequence. But then if you take your Bible, look if you will, in 2 Samuel and the 11th chapter. And last Lord's Day morning, we looked at that man identified as David. And we talked about that man, and we identified the fact that he looked out at Bathsheba, and that man committed the sin of adultery. Have you ever thought what that man did in a moment of time? How that man in one moment done something, and it cost him greatly. And I've often thought about in a moment of time, something can be lost that is precious. Here was a man and a woman that in a moment of weakness, in a moment of time, did something they could never undo. And I recognize that sin has consequence. But then if you take your Bible, notice if you will, in the book of Luke in the 22nd chapter. And another man we talked about last Lord's Day morning, identified as Peter, in a moment of time, did something he thought he'd never do. In Luke 22, you find that man denying that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He doesn't deny Him just one time. He denies Him three times. Have you ever thought that in a moment of weakness, in a moment of time, that man did something that had great consequences? I want us to get into our heart and mind the value of one moment of time and recognize something can be lost. Then if you take your Bible for just a moment, look if you will in the book of Acts in the 24th chapter. Or you can even look in the book of Acts in the 26th chapter and observe a man identified as Felix or a man identified as Agrippa. You find two different men faced with a decision in life. In Acts 24, you'll find Felix hears the gospel preached. He hears the truth proclaimed. And he decides to send Paul away and says, come back at a more convenient time. He was convicted in one regard. His senses were stirred. He trembled. And yet at that moment of time, he sends Paul away. Have you ever thought the consequence of rejecting the gospel? And at that time, he says, you come back at a more convenient time. And the divine record never shows where that man becomes a disciple. Have you ever stopped to think your decision at this moment of time can not only have long-lasting consequence here, it can have eternal consequences? When you look at that man identified as Agrippa in Acts 26, when Paul talked to him about being a Christian, he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And that man, in that moment, decided to reject the invitation. I've often thought of people and what's been lost in a moment of time. But then I want to tell you about something else. I want us to stop and recognize that things can be gained in a moment of time. Though things can be lost in a moment, it also takes just a moment of time to make things where they are a gain in life. If you take your Bible, go back to the book of Luke and the 22nd chapter. And in the book of Luke and the 22nd chapter, you'll find where Peter, in a moment of time, does something. After he recognizes his sin, after he recognizes his denial, after he recognizes what he has done to transgress God's law, notice that man went out and wept bitterly. That man repented of his sin. That man went to God and made that sin right with God. Now, I recognize he would still have to deal with consequence, but have you ever thought that God blotted out that sin? Have you ever recognized that the God of heaven took away the sin and held it no more to His charge? In that moment of time, Peter made his life right with God Almighty. But then if you take your Bible, look in the book of Luke in the 23rd chapter. In the book of Luke, in the 23rd chapter, you'll find a man dying on the cross next to Jesus. And you'll know that that man looks at Jesus and he says to Jesus, remember me when thou goest into your kingdom. Have you ever thought there was a man in that moment of time who showed his faith in God? So many times we get bogged down talking about whether the thief was ever baptized. I want to tell you, my friend, he's not under the Christian dispensation. He died before Jesus died and before the law was put into place. But what we miss in Luke 23 is what that man did do. That man looked at Jesus and said, remember me. Have you ever thought that in a moment of time that man showed faith? In a moment of time that man looked at Jesus and said, you please remember me. But then if you have your Bible, notice if you will, in the book of Luke and the 15th chapter. In the book of Luke and the 15th chapter, notice the young man who went out and lived in the filth of sin. And notice that when he went out and lived in the filth of sin, that young man all of a sudden decided he needed to go home. Have you ever thought what was gained in a moment of time? When that young man came to himself and that young man saw his sin and that young man saw that he needed to make his life right, that young man said in verse 18, I will arise and go to my father. In that moment, that man recognized he needed to repent of his sin. And that man in that moment said, I will arise, I will go to my father, I will confess my sin, I will beg him to let me just be a servant. In a moment of time, he made his life right. Oh, time would not permit us to look at all the examples, but I think those are sufficient to see that a moment of time is valuable. That there can be things lost in a moment of time, and there can be things gained in a moment of time. Now, I want to take that and make application lessons used. I first want us to stop and think about in our life how things can be lost in a moment of time. I think about our young people. And I think about how in a moment of time, young people, your life can be faced with great challenges and great decisions in the days of your youth. And how many times have I seen young people lose something valuable because they didn't consider the moment in that moment of time. You can lose your innocence. You can do something in the days of your youth that you give away that you should hold precious. Sometimes I'm fearful we don't preach on as much as we should what the Bible says in the Hebrew letter and the 13th chapter. When the Hebrew writer was talking to the people in the Hebrew letter, he tells us that the marriage bed is undefiled. In verse 4, he says, marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. And it's not just young people. I want all of us to recognize that when faced with sexual temptation, in a moment of time, you can do something that is contrary to God's will. I want to tell you, my friend, with all the filth on television, with all the filth on the computer, with all the filth on billboards, it's tough to stay sexually pure. But I want to remember that the God of heaven has told us we're to be holy in our conduct. We need to be a people that shun evilness. Now, the sexual in marriage is honorable. That's what he says in verse 4. That bed's undefiled. But notice, fornicators and adulterers God will judge. I've had some people laugh at my preaching on that. And yet, how many of these young people have come to me crying because their relationship fell apart and they did something for which they weren't emotionally prepared. In a moment of time, you can lose your innocence. And in a moment of time, I've seen young people partake of drugs and alcohol. And in a moment of time, they have a consequence that lasts a lifetime. I've seen it. Oh, they laugh at the preacher. They laugh at the church and just say, you're moral people and you're old-timey and you're just trying to take away fun. No, my friend, what we're trying to do is show you that God made you for a purpose and it's not to go out and live contrary to His will. And notice what it says in Hebrews 13. Those who live contrary to His will, God will judge. You don't think it won't happen? And in a moment of time, you see it taken. But then I want you to think about things that can be gained in a moment. When you look out and you see that innocence can be lost, and you can see that someone's life can be taken in a moment of time, have you ever stopped to think that there can be blessings in a moment of time? Have you ever thought that when one comes to God, then they make up their mind that they can be adopted into the family of God? What a beautiful picture it is. I get in my thinking sometimes, we have in our mind that we're just going to keep on living here. And yet, my friend, you see day in and day out, where our life can be taken in a moment. And yet I sometimes worry that we don't see what blessings can happen in a moment of time, where we can have our sins blotted out by the blood of Jesus Christ, where we can be added to the family of God, where we can be adopted as His children. I would that I had the ability to get into the hearts and minds of men and women the responsibility they have to become children of God. And what a blessing it is to be added to a spiritual family and to be able to be God's people. I don't know of a greater blessing than to know that I can pray to God. And some of you who are not right with God, have you ever thought that you could be God's children? You can be His people. You can pray to Him. You can talk to Him. And some of you have never been baptized into Christ. You can be an individual that comes and be adopted into the family of God, having your sins blotted out. Have you ever thought what it is to have a clean conscience? To be clear, to know that your sins are forgiven? Do you know the feeling of knowing that you're God's child? And that when you pray, you can say, "My Father," and that happens in a moment of time. Have you ever thought that a relationship can be mended in a moment of time? Oh, I've seen where individuals have been at Lodge for years and years, and I'll tell you what it'll take. It'll take somebody being humble enough to say, "I'm sorry." I want to tell you why, friend, the reason most relationships are never mended, pride. And I want to tell you, I see pride on every hand. And I'll tell you what we need is humble hearts. What keeps people from coming to God? Pride. Or this lie they believe. That they're going to miss something out there in the world once they become a Christian. I've had people say that. They say, "I don't want to miss anything out there." I want to tell you something. What you'll miss out there is heartache and sin and all those things that take you away from good things. Oh, I know there's pleasure in sin. If it wasn't pleasurable, it wouldn't be tempting. But the devil is a liar, and all he has told us is one lie after another. And so often we've been deceived by those lies. And I've been deceived just as well as everybody else. But I want to tell you one last thing in the lesson. Some things must be done in this moment. You won't have another moment. Open your Bible, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. When you look at 1 Corinthians 15, notice, if you will, what is said in verse 52. The statement made by Paul. When he says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." You ever thought, at the second coming of Christ, look at that, in a moment, before the blink of an eye. You ever been called and you were unprepared? Can you imagine at the second coming, being unprepared to meet God? And to think, you had this moment to make it right. You had this moment to make sure that your sins were forgiven. You had this moment to know that you were in a relationship. But to think that you rejected it, then to think that you're going to be in eternity away from God. Not just in a moment of time. Eternity is something we can't comprehend. It lasts forever and ever and ever. There's no end to it. And to think that all through eternity you could have had your relationship made with right with God, but in a moment of time you decided to go away from Him, you decided to go back into the world, and you never made it right. And that day you can't blame the preacher, you can't blame the church, you can't blame your parents, you can't blame anyone except yourself. Because you had this moment of time to make your life right, and you walked away. I don't think we see the value of a moment of time. If we did, I think we'd be living our lives a lot different than a lot of us. Oh, that I could get you to see the value of a moment of time. Maybe this moment, you'll make it precious, and you can gain heaven and have your sins blotted out if you come to Christ as together we stand.